Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Bernard at Turley has contacted us. This is a scam, I think, is probably happening in a lot of supermarkets, a lot of car parks. Go ahead, Bernadette, what happened?
Good afternoon, Joe.
How are you?
I just had come out from Aldi in Port Arlington.
Okay.
And this guy was... I put my groceries in the car, which I had my purse in it, in the boot.
Okay.
And I came back to put my trolley back into the bay. And this guy stuttered and stammered and said he wanted to know where the hospital was. And then he said the hospital in Port Leash. And could I give him the address? I said, well, sure. The hospital in Port Leash is the hospital in Port Leash. Everybody knows where it is. And he spoke a little bit. And then I said, oh, I'm out of here. So I went back over to my car, got into it. But I did notice a guy walking backwards away from the car with white earplugs.
Mm-hmm.
And got into the car, came home. Then I decided I had to go back down to do a little job. About 3 hours later, opened the purse, no money. The purse was intact.
Okay.
The messages were intact. And so I came home and I went into Aldi. They said they knew nothing about it, which I can respect.
Yeah.
And then I went back again and I said, do you have a CCTV camera? Oh, no, he said, we don't. But I'm only over here from Kildare. I don't know much about this branch. And but as far as I know, there's no CCTV cameras. Now, it was in the bay. The girl phoned me. I think she was English. And she said, we don't put cameras on the car park. I said, I wasn't in the car park. I was in the trolley bay.
Hmm.
And that's right adjacent to the store. So, and I came home and I actually said it to my husband. I said, a funny thing happened to me. This guy kept asking me about the address of the hospital in Port Leash. And he had broken English. Quite a handsome guy. And, you know, a nice-looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
And when I never saw them again. I never saw them before. But I felt very peeved that I was in my own town and this could happen to me.
But you say, okay, you weren't parked in the trolley bay.
No, I wasn't. No.
You were parked beside it, were you?
Yes, it's quite...
And how do you reckon he managed to get the money out of your purse?
I don't know how he even got into the boot. But I had it in the shop, the money, and when I opened the purse the next time, it was gone. And I said it to the girl in the post office. I said, my money is gone. And when I came back down and finished my business with her, she said, did you not know that Aldi is... They have no CCTV cameras and it's been happening all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought... So I've been fobbed off from them. They did phone. Two people phoned me back this morning.
Well, I suppose, Brenda, it's not up to Aldi to... It's up to the Gardaí.
Oh, well, I phoned them as well.
Okay.
I phoned them last night.
And it's up to the Gardaí. It's Aldi or any other company.
But wouldn't you think they'd have a CCTV camera on such a big store?
Well,
that's
yeah.
What I couldn't believe. And how did they know it was my purse to take? Because I had money in it.
Well, that's two separate questions. Then.
Yes,
one,
yep,
CCTV.
Okay.
Should don't Aldi sell CCTV every now and again on their Thursday specials? Lidl do it. Both of them do it, I think. But anyway,
well, definitely Lidl.
Yeah, but
have
you're saying Aldi saying we don't have CCTV.
Aldi said because I went back in and spoke to
the
manager.
Could you look up and see cameras?
I wouldn't see. Sometimes they can be quite hidden. See, apparently.
Okay. And then your second question is completely unrelated.
Two. Okay.
How did they know the money was in your purse?
I don't know, and nobody was near my purse. From the time I left Aldi until I opened it in the post office. Nobody. Well, there was, obviously.
Annie, when you mentioned it to the Gardaí, did they say...
They said they'd call around to my house.
But then, no, did they say this has happened before? Or?
No, they didn't. No, I haven't been speaking directly to the local guards. I'm waiting for them to come up and they haven't arrived.
Okay.
Yeah. I just thought it's awful that this is happening. And to warn other people... You know, that don't speak to anyone when you're at the trolley bay because there could be somebody at your car. Now, I have my car locked. I never lock it. That's old habits. but the trunks is quite heavy.
We've been on to Aldi, or the PR company, three times this morning asking for a response to this query. They wouldn't confirm on the record if they have CCT footage in the car park in Port Arlington to give any or give any comments on the specifics of the incident. They asked us to say the following.
Yes.
We've been on to Aldi.
Yes. Hello?
That's all they want me to say.
Oh.
I'll say it again, because it's quite short. Four words. Well, five if you include the apostrophised we've. We've been on to Aldi.
Okay, well, you've said it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now,
Joe.
By the way, that being said, Aldi and Lidl have made such a magnificent difference to this country in terms of value and jobs and all this kind of stuff.
We still want that.
They've changed the landscape of the country in terms of...
Well, they have, surely.
For the better.
Well, I go to Lidl a lot. I don't, even though they're quite adjacent to my home, I don't go to Aldi for no particular reason.
Did you investigate, Bernard, are the contents of your purse...
All in total.
Are they insured?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not the money, Joe. Well, it is, I suppose. Of course it's the money. But to think that other people, and this fellow, as I said, if he was a beggar man looking for money, or if he was a I shouldn't say it to him, but he was there, nicely spoken, nice broken accent, whether he was putting it on or not. A very pleasant-looking guy. And when I turned around, I just noticed the guy walking backwards up there. There's a slight hill with his earphones. And I just didn't like what I saw. But it never occurred to me for one moment that they had taken my money. And nobody else could possibly have taken it.
Okay, well, now we've kind of heard that doesn't help you. We've heard so many car park scams at this stage.
I know, and I
ranging from catalytic converters, which we did, and we tried to warn people about 2 years ago on this programme, be careful where you park, and to purses and scams and the trolley running into the back of the car and saying, I'm sorry, I scratched your car, and then before you know it, you're distracted and someone coming over to the driver's side, knocking on your window. In the meantime, somebody is dipping their hand in the passenger side. And
absolutely. I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
And the next thing, I was caught. But to other people, well, people I'd say would know me and they will be questioning, but I've been on
to Aldi. By the way, have you...
Yes?
Apparently Aldi are now saying it wasn't their store. Have you a receipt from Aldi?
Oh, I have, of course.
It was dated and...
Yep. Yes, it was. Yeah.
And you were, by the way, you were at your car when this sleight of hand happened.
No, I was putting the trolley back in the bay. And that's where your man kept asking me about...
He had you distracted.
He had me distracted, and I should have known better.
Okay.
You know...
How far from the car were you?
2 seconds. I could walk it.
Okay.
You know, I was in the car.
Did you see him? Did you see him opening the booth?
Oh God, I didn't. I'd have killed him if I did. No, okay. I didn't.
God, he moved quick.
He like lightning. Like lightning.
Yeah.
And knew what he was about. Never touched. The messages were all there. My shopping was all there. There was nothing taken. Only the money. And it was definitely there. It happened.
Okay. Okay. Well, we try and find out more.
Very kind of you.
Okay, I'll just say it to you again, Bernadette. We've been on to Aldi.
Yeah.
All the resources of Liveline, all three of us upstairs, four of us, are deployed towards Newbridge, wherever. Well, the PR company's in Dublin. But Aldi have asked us to say we've been on to Aldi. You know, if Aldi.
Well, they have been on to me, but the girl that was on with the 44 phone number that I had on my phone.
Okay, we find out more.
Yes.
And remember, I know your 200 quid has gone, Bernadette, unfortunately, but you're saving people money today.
That's what I'm hoping. They
become wary. Well done. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, John. Thank you very much for taking my call. Thanks
for making the call. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Margaret was in Marley Park 6 months ago. What happened in your scam, Margaret?
Hi, Joe. Good afternoon. I was listening to the lady from Port Leash and it reminded me of what happened to me about 6 months ago in Marley Park.
Okay.
And I went into the public car park. I was going for a walk in the park before I met a friend for lunch. And it was a Friday. and it was around 12 o'clock. So I parked my car. Now, I'd be very familiar with Marley Park. Mm-hmm. Parked my car, got out of my car, had my kind of walking shoes on, and a lady came over to me, right. Middle-aged lady, you know, very, like myself, very ordinary. You wouldn't pick her out in a crowd. And she asked me, did I know where the public toilets were? So I explained to her where the toilets were, and she didn't seem to be following me. So
okay.
I told her again, and I walked a little bit with her and just explained where they were. And I remember thinking at the time, that's a little bit odd, because most people who go into Marley Park, they know it pretty well and they know where the toilets are. And I did notice there was a man somewhere nearby, a couple of cars away, yeah. And he seemed to be just standing there.
Okay, but hang on, was your wallet interfered with, Margaret?
It was.
How?
It was.
And where was your wallet when it was interfered with?
It was locked in the boot of the car in my handbag. So I came back after a half an hour to my car. I drove off, went to the Eden to meet my friend for lunch, got out of the car, got my handbag into the Eden, and we were in the queue, we were paying, and I opened my wallet, and the notes were gone out of my wallet, and there had been €70, a 20 and a 50 in it.
Well, was there any evidence of a break into your car?
None whatsoever. Absolutely no evidence of a break-in. So I was completely baffled. My friend very generously paid for my lunch, and I was kind of taken aback because I couldn't believe something like that could have happened. So I traced it back in my mind, and I thought about the woman who had stopped me and about the man I saw out of my side view. And I thought, there's something very odd there. So I went to the guards in Rathfarnham, yeah. And I told the guards the story. And they said to me that what can happen is that it's a planned robbery, that they target people like me.
Mm-hmm.
They see that their handbag is in the boot of the car. And as you're locking your car, they have a device which, when they press at the same time, releases the lock on your car.
Wow.
So
and you think the click is actually your car locking. It's the opposite.
Correct. Exactly. Okay. So that gave that particular woman an opportunity to go into the boot. She wasn't interested in taking my handbag. She was only looking for money. I did have an envelope sealed in the handbag, and that was actually opened, obviously, to see if there was any money in it. There wasn't.
Okay,
but it's a very slick operation.
Very, very slick. Okay, thanks, Margaret. That's Margaret in Marley Park.